Today's scripture reading is from Genesis chapter 18, verse 16 to 32. The worship will read this first in English, then it will be read in Chinese.
今日所读的经文是来自创世纪的18章16至32节。我们会一起用英文读，然后再读中文。
Verse 16. Then the men set out from there, and they looked down toward Sodom, and Abraham went with them to set them on their way. The Lord said, Shall I hide from Abraham what I am about to do? Seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. For I have chosen him, that he may command his children and his household after him, to keep the way of the Lord by doing righteousness and justice, so that the Lord may bring to Abraham what he has promised him. Then the Lord said, Because the outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and their sin is very grave, I will go down to see whether they have done altogether according to the outcry that has come to me, and if not, I will know. So the man turned from there and went toward Sodom, but Abraham still stood before the Lord. Then Abraham drew near and said, Will you indeed sweep away the righteous with the wicked? Suppose there are 50 righteous within the city. Will you then sweep away the place and not spare it for the 50 righteous who are in it? Far be it from you to do such a thing, to put the righteous to death with the wicked, so that the righteous fare as the wicked. Far be that from you. Shall not the judge of all the earth do what is just? And the Lord said, If I find at Sodom 50 righteous in the city, I will spare the whole place for their sake. Abraham answered and said, Behold, I have undertaken to speak to the Lord, I who am but dust and ashes. Suppose five of the 50 righteous are lacking. Will you destroy the whole place, the whole city for lack of five? And he said, I will not destroy it if I find 45 there. Again he spoke to him and said, Suppose 40 are found there. He answered, For the sake of 40, I will not do it. Then he said, Oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak. Suppose 30 are found there. He answered, I will not do it if I find 30 there. He said, Behold, I have undertaken to speak to the Lord. Suppose 20 are found there. He answered, For the sake of 20, I will not destroy it. Then he said, Oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak again, but this once. Suppose 10 are found there. He answered, For the sake of 10, I will not destroy it.
Chapter 16. 三人就从那里起行，向所多玛观看。亚伯拉罕也与他们同行，要送他们一程。 耶和华说：我所要作的事，岂可瞒着亚伯拉罕呢？亚伯拉罕必要成为强大的国，地上的万国都由别人他得福。我眷顾他，为要叫他吩咐他的种子和他的眷属遵守我的道，秉行公义，使我所应许亚伯拉罕的话都成就了。耶和华说：所多玛和俄摩拉的罪恶甚重，并声闻于我。 我现在要下去察看他们所行的，果然尽像那达到我意中的声音一样么？若是不然，我也必知道。二人转身离开那里，向所多玛去。但亚伯拉罕仍旧站在耶和华面前。亚伯拉罕近前来说：无论善恶，你都要剿灭么？假若那城里有50个义人，你还剿灭那地方么？不为城里那50个义人饶恕其中的人么？ 将义人与恶人同杀，将义人与恶人一样看待，这断不是你所行的。审判全地的主岂不行公义么？耶和华说：我若在所多玛城里建有50个义人，我就为他们的缘故饶恕那地方的众人。亚伯拉罕说：我虽然是灰尘，还敢对主说话。假若这50个义人短了5个，你就因那。 你就因为短了5个毁灭全城么？他说：我在那里若见有40个，也不毁灭那城。亚伯拉罕又对他说：假若在那里见有40个，怎么样呢？他说：为这40个的缘故，我也不作这事。亚伯拉罕说。 求主不要动怒，容我说，假若在那城里有30个，怎么样呢？他说，我在那里若见有30个，我也不作这事。亚伯拉罕说，我还敢对主说话，假若在那里见有20个，怎么样呢？他说，为这20个的缘故，我也不毁灭那城。亚伯拉罕说，求主不要动怒，我再说这一次，假若在那里见有10个呢？他说，为这10个的缘故，我也不毁灭那城。
Recording in progress.
May God bless the hearers and readers of his words.
愿神祝福听和读他话语的人。
Today's message is titled Standing Before the Lord by Pastor Thomas.
今日全港信息的题目是站在神面前，由麦牧师主讲。
大家早晨。
Good morning, everyone.
好高兴我哋又可以喺度去敬拜神。
I am very pleased that we are once again able to worship the Lord.
正如头先嗰首歌，仲有神系喺个几咁个伟大。
Just like the hymn we sang, how great God is.
唔单止喺佢个创造上边。
Not only in His creations.
更加嘅喺佢个拯救救赎嘅里面
，especially in His salvation。
因住耶稣基督嘅拯救，我哋可以今日得嚟到神面前去敬拜佢。
Because of salvation from Christ, we are able to worship before Him today。
让我哋一齐嚟祈祷。
Let us pray together。
多谢主你去拯救我哋。
Lord, we thank you for saving us.
本来我们都是不配的罪人。
We were unworthy sinners.
但你仍然去舍身去拯救。
But you sacrificed yourself to save us.
就让我们今天带着一个感恩又敬畏你的心来到你面前。
May we come today with thanksgiving and reverence.
在你面前去听你的话语。
To listen to your word.
求主开启我们的心。
Lord, open our hearts.
当我讲的或者同埋 Cathy 翻译的。
When I preach and when Cathy interpret.
同埋当我们一起听的时候。
And when we listen together.
与你的圣灵去与我们同在。
May your spirit be with us.
这样祈祷是奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray all these in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
在年头开始呢，个新冠病毒再加埋个变种啊 Omicron 呢，就使到个疫情变得好严重。
At the beginning of the year, in addition to the coronavirus, the new variants Omicron entered.And the situation became quite serious.
好多我哋以前以为好安全嘅环境咧，都唔再一样啦。
Many environments that we thought was safe, was no longer.
喺我哋周围嘅人我哋嘅朋友或者家人，好多人都有阳性，甚至系住医院。
We know our friends and families who.Have tested positive or who might have gotten COVID.
所以我哋都为咗我哋当中有病嘅弟兄姊妹或者同埋佢哋家人，我哋要祈祷。
We pray for brothers and sisters and or their families who've been touched by COVID. We pray for them.
求神阻止呢个病毒嘅蔓延同埋医治有病嘅人。
May the Lord stop the spread.Of this virus and to heal those who have fallen ill.
喺我哋嘅喺呢个咁不安嘅里面，我哋寻求神帮助我哋过呢个去开始新嘅一年嘅生活。
In this insecure environment, in this new year, we seek God's security.
但喺我当中，我哋唔好忘记嗰位爱我哋嘅主。
But we should not forget the Lord who loves us.
啊，就係嗰位去創造我哋、去拯救我哋，亦即係差遣我哋嘅主。
It is the Lord who created, who saved, and who sent us.
啊，呢一位信實不變嘅主耶和華。
This trustworthy and unchanging Jehovah.
啊，亦都係亞伯拉罕啊，佢所信靠同埋信服嘅全能神。
It is the exact Lord that Abraham submitted to and trusted.
啊，你使到我哋可以去安息喺嘅神嘅面前。
So that we may rest in God.
啊，喺呢个咁动荡不安嘅时代嘅里面。
During this tumultuous times.
啊，靠着神俾我哋嘅帮助，我哋一齐去成长。
That we may grow together with the help of God.
啊，我哋今日之所以能够站喺神嘅面前。
The reason we are able to stand before the Lord.
啊，完全系因为神嘅保全。
It is totally because of God's
preservation
and preservation.
啊。其实神所冇做嘅每一件事都喺佢嘅拯救嘅计划嘅里面。
Everything that God does is within His plan of salvation。
啊，第十九节讲话神喺万国嘅里面去拣选亚伯拉罕。
And in verse 19, it tells us that God had chosen Abraham among many。
啊，要拣选佢成为一个大国。
To choose him so that he would become a great nation.
啊，而因此要叫地上嘅万国都因佢而得福。
And all the nations on earth will be blessed because of Abraham.
啊，就因为神要成全佢曾经喺创世记第三章十五节所应许过嗰个女人嘅后裔嚟到。
And God fulfilled what He has said in Genesis 3:15 that the descendants of the women will come.
啊，而呢一位嘅后裔就藉着撒拉而出一位嘅使尊就耶稣基督。
And this descendant comes from Sarah, is one of Sarah's descendants, and who is Jesus Christ.
啊，所以神就喺嗰度去保存吓，保存呢条属于神嗰条线嘅保存落嚟。
Therefore, God had preserved this line.
吓，呢条线就系亚伯拉罕嘅后代以色列人。
These are the descendants of Abraham, the Israelites.
啊，神保存佢哋以色列人其中一个途径就喺第十九节嘅里面。
One of the ways that God had preserved the Israelites is depicted in verse 19.
I think that the Eric is in the verse 19. Yeah. 在第十九节他讲话呢，神是要他保存他其中的途径，就是呢，神要叫亚伯拉罕吩咐他的众子和他的眷属去遵守我的道，秉行公义。使我所应许亚伯拉罕嘅话都成就了。
Verse 19, for I have chosen him that he may command his children and his household after him to keep the way of the Lord by doing righteousness and justice, so that the Lord may bring to Abraham what he has promised him.
啊，今日呢个神嘅道，亦都由好多神所差派嘅先知同埋作者，好详细嘅记录喺新旧约圣经嘅里面。
And the way of the Lord have been depicted very, very much in detail, both in the Old Testament and the New Testament, and by the prophets.
啊，叫当人我哋用一个敬虔同埋信服嘅心去读同埋听嘅时候
，When we read and listen with reverence to these words.
啊，能够因此去爱神，去敬畏神。
So that we may love and revere God.
能够因此有得救的智慧。
So because of that, we have the salvation grace.
第二就是说，他说他叫人去遵守神的，叫人去遵守神的道，去 keep the way。
And we were told to keep the way of the Lord.
什么叫遵守呢？
What does it mean to keep?
就是说，他原文就是用荆棘的。啊，将佢咧，周围咧包围起上去，保护去保护起嚟。
In the original text, that keeping is a surrounding of thorns, surrounding one.
用包起两神嘅话语咧，系保护喺包围喺我哋个屋企嘅里面。
In the word of God.Surrounds us, surrounds our households.
一代的传一代。
From one generation to the next generation.
要殷勤的教导我们的仔女，我们的孙儿们，去过一个圣洁的生活。
So that we may diligently teach our children and our grandchildren to live a holy life.
去秉行公义。
To uphold justice and righteousness.
免得神的道在他们中间去失去了。
Lest the way of the Lord will be diminished.
因此能够免于，因为当人的罪恶很极重的时候。
And when people's sin become very, very serious,
免于他们招致到神公义愤怒的审判。
It will prevent them from God's righteous wrath.
正如将要发生在所多玛和俄摩拉的审判一样。
Just like the judgment that is to come to Sodom and Gomorrah.
这些都是出于神的恩典。
These are all God's grace.
就住喺以色列亡国嘅被掳嘅时候
，Even when Israel was defeated and her people captured，
神仍然喺以色列人嘅当中就留下呢个余数 remnant。
God still kept a remnant of Israel。
喺罗马书第九章第廿九节就咁样讲。
In Romans。Chapter 9:29.
佢话：若不是万军之主给我们存留余种，我们早已像所多玛、俄摩拉的样子了。
If the Lord of hosts had not left us offspring, we would have been like Sodom and become like Gomorrah.
其实神所要保存嗰个余种，就系嗰位真嘅以色列人。
The remnant that God had preserved is the real Israelites.
就是那位女人的后裔耶稣基督的来到。
That is the arrival of the woman's descendant, Jesus Christ.
也要万民因此去认识耶稣，而为他的救主，能够得到这个永生的福气。
So that all nations will know Jesus, and because of that,They will become saved.
但是今天的经文讲乜啫？我能够站在神面前，因为我哋被称为神的朋友。
Today's scripture tells us that the reason we are able to stand before the Lord is because we've become God's friend.
第十九节曾经讲话，神拣选亚伯拉罕，但拣选呢个字即系讲到系认识 to know.
And in verse 19, it tells us that God chose Abraham. The meaning of chosen is to know.
To 认识他。因为圣经很多地方都讲话亚伯拉罕是神的朋友。
There are many places in scripture that tells us that God calls Abraham his friend.
这个朋友这个是一个很深入而很亲密的关系。
Being a friend is a very deep and intimate relationship.
阿神去认识亚伯拉罕多过亚伯拉罕自己去认识佢自己。
God knows Abraham more than Abraham knows himself.
今日经文就讲话神都容许亚伯拉罕可以嚟到神嗰度去认识神嘅自己。
And today's scripture tells us that God allows Abraham to come before him to get to know God.
同埋去认识神佢神知道神要咗要做嘅事情。
And to know what God is to do.
神容许亚伯拉罕可以企喺佢嘅面前。
God allows Abraham to stand before him.
他容許亞伯拉罕來到他面前去親近他。
And God also allows Abraham to come and be close to him.
你知道呢亞伯拉可以來到去在神面前去祈禱祈禱和去為人去祈求。
So that Abraham can come before God to pray and to pray for others.
呢啲係亞伯拉罕以前嘅時代咧，從來冇發生過嘅事情。
This is something that had never happened prior to Abraham.
係從來冇人有過咁嘅 privilege 嘅權利。
No one has such a privilege.
但神揀選亞伯拉罕，並唔係話因為佢有好有信心或者好有公義。
The reason God chose Abraham was not because of his righteousness or his character.
相反，神拣选咗亚伯拉罕，就系要佢，以使到佢能够成为神想要佢成为嗰个人。
God chose Abraham because He wants Abraham to become what God wants him to become.
成为一个圣洁。而又非乎忠信嘅朋友
，to become a holy and faithful friend。
同樣我記得噶，當耶穌佢臨被釘十字架之前
，also we remember right before Jesus was crucified。
喺約翰福音第十四章到第十七章嘅嗰度
，in John chapters 14 to 17。
嗰度被称呢几章经文被称为耶稣作为大祭司嘅祈祷。
These chapters in John became what is called the high priest's prayer。
耶稣系为咗佢个门徒当佢喺离开咗之后佢哋会遭遇嗰啲事情去咁样祈祷。
Jesus prayed for his disciples for what they will face after Jesus leaves them。
在约翰福音第十五章第十五节咁讲。
In John chapter 15, verse 15,
佢话我以后我再不称你们为仆人，因为仆人不知道主人所做的事，我乃称你们为朋友，因我从父所听见的都已经都告诉你们了。
No longer do I call you servants.For the servant does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you friends. For all that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you.
因为我哋系耶稣嘅朋友
，because we are friends of Jesus.
我哋可以听见并且明白天父嘅心意同埋佢拯救嘅计划。
We can hear and understand God's will and His plan of salvation.
呢度使到我哋能够我哋个祈祷能够喺上面能够好坦诚。
So this allows our prayer before the Lord to be sincere and open.
我哋生活喺呢一个咁破碎嘅世界嘅里面。
Living in such a broken world.
我哋为咗我哋要保护我哋自己。
In order to protect ourselves,
我哋习惯咗咧，要讲一啲人喜欢听嘅句说话。
We habitually want to say things that would please others.
或者只系将自己最好嗰一面咧，就呈现喺神嘅面前。
Or we would only allow the best side of us to be open to God.
于是我哋嚟到神面前嘅时候，亦都一样。
So when we come before God, we do the same thing.
你都要觉得我们要将我们最好那方面去讲给神听。
We just want to present what is the best side of us to tell to God.
要祈祷那些我们为神长要听的祈祷。
And we pray what we think God wants to hear.
我们不能敢，也都不讲出我们个真正的自己真正嗰一面，或者系我哋真正嘅感受。
We don't talk about our real self or our real feelings.
咁样嘅时候，其实我哋唔系真系当神系我哋嘅朋友。
If we do that, we are not treating God as our friend.
反而当神咧系一个佢好似离我哋好距离离我哋好远嘅。
Instead, we are treating him as if he is very distant from us.
系嗰位咧，当我哋有犯规嘅时候咧，会即刻停罚我哋嗰个校长。
And he would be almost like a principal who would punish us if we do something wrong.
咁样咧，于是我哋隐藏同埋否认我哋嘅罪啦。
So we hide and we negate what our sins are.
喺神同埋喺人面前，我哋假装我哋好掂。
So before God and before others, we pretend that we are okay.
做嗰啲好周家嘅事情，唔好话俾人听。
Those that we feel shameful, we are not going to tell anybody.
俾人觉得咧，我哋过着一个好得胜嘅基督徒生活。
So we make others think that we are being victorious as a Christian.
喺当中，其实我哋喺度怀疑紧神。
But we deep down are actually doubting God.
佢系咪真系会为咗我哋个好处嚟着想
？We doubt whether he truly have our good in mind.
但系圣经讲俾我哋听，我哋嘅神确实系我哋嘅朋友。
But the Bible tells us that God is indeed our friend.
神去明白我哋心里头嗰个疑问同埋害怕。
He understands our doubts and our fears.
佢明白嗰啲我哋未能成真嘅梦想。
He understands the dreams that have not come true for us.
佢明白我哋喺暗地里嗰个黑暗嘅欲望。
He understands our dark desires.
但系如果我哋将呢一啲陈列喺神面前嘅时候
，And if we present all these before God.
神必会用一个温柔并且好欣慰嘅咁样去聆听我哋嘅祈祷。
God will listen graciously and gently to our honest prayers.
第二就当神系我哋嘅朋友嘅时候
，When God is our friend, what is the second element？
我哋嘅心会必定会被火热起上嚟。
Our heart would be filled with zeal.
我哋会关心神所关心嘅事情。
We will care about things that God cares about.
我哋会感到伤心神所伤心嘅事情。
We will feel sorrowful that causes God to be sorrowful.
就呢个当因为所多玛同俄摩拉嘅罪恶好沉重嘅时候
，When the sin of Sodom and Gomorrah become really serious，
当人类被迫害，要需要神伸冤嗰个声音去到神嗰度嘅时候
，When the cries of the persecuted reach God，
公义嘅神嘅心里头，佢一定好忧伤。
God who is just and righteous must have been very sad.
正如喺挪亚嗰个时候
，just like the times in Noah.
神喺审判罪恶嘅同时，亦都开恩 俾人有悔改嘅机会。
At the same time, when God punishes sin, God also gave a way for rescue.
神系可以即刻毁灭嗰两个城市噶。
God could actually destroy Sodom and Gomorrah.
啊，佢唔使话佢落嚟要睇下。
He didn't need to just say, "Oh, let me come down and take a look."
啊，因为佢知道晒一切嘅事情。
Because God is omniscient.
但神佢咁样做就要俾人一个悔改嘅机会。
But God does that because He wants to give us a chance to repent.
啊，亦都俾嗰个身为神嘅朋友亚伯拉罕啊，去体会神嗰个嘅心肠。
At the same time, He wants Abraham, his friend, to truly see God's heart.
啊，让亚伯拉罕同埋佢嘅后代啊，喺以后嘅日子嘅里面。
So that Abraham and his descendants in the days to come.
啊，喺佢哋被拣选要做世人嘅祝福嘅时候。
When they have been chosen to become the blessing of all nations.
啊，喺知道何为公义同正义嘅同时。
To know what righteousness and justice are.
啊，亦都会怀着一个好似神咁样样嘅怜悯同埋恩典嘅心肠。
At the same time, they will also have God's mercy and compassion.
啊，当神将呢个罪人嘅结局摆喺亚伯拉罕嘅面前嘅时候
，When God shows the consequence of people's sin before Abraham.
啊，就系话佢将要嚟到去毁灭啊，佐多玛同埋俄摩拉呢两座城嘅时候。
That God is about to destroy the sinful cities of Sodom and Gomorrah.
啊，就为咗要激发亚伯拉罕为咗罪人嘅得救而去祈祷。
In order to stir up Abraham to pray for these sinful people.
而同样当神将这个罪恶的世界摆在我们面前的时候。
Similarly, when God shows us the sins of the world,
让我们看到这个社会是几多的很多的不公义、不公平的事。
When we see the injustices of the world,
也让我看到弱肉去被强食的时候。
When we see the prey being eaten by the predators.
啊，又睇到邪恶系几咁嚣张嘅时候。
When we see how wicked things are.
啊，唔系话叫我哋去质疑，去就神嗰个公义，神嗰个能力。
It's not so that we can act like God.
啊，而唔系话叫我哋去灰心去放弃。
But to tell us not to become weary and to give up.
啊，而唔系话当我睇到嘅时候，我叫我哋去批评去责备。
So when we see all these things, we are not to just criticize.
啊，系啊，呢啲人啊，就抵佢就罪有应得噶啦，抵佢有今日噶啦。
In a way to say, oh yeah, these people, they deserve what the consequence is.
但是神让我们看到这个罪恶的时候，要激发起我们这个为罪恶祈祷的心。
The reason God wants us to see all these iniquities is so that we can be stirred to pray for these wickedness.
为这些不公义、不公平的事去祈祷。
Pray for things that are unjust, that are not righteous.
啊，同神嘅一同去难过。
To grieve alongside God, with God.
啊，同神一齐去忧伤去痛苦。
To be pained alongside with God.
啊，同神一齐去怜悯。
Together to be merciful like God.
啊，去祈求神嘅公义喺全地被高举嘅时候。
We pray for God's righteousness to be exalted among all the nations.
亦都揸緊嘅每一個機會去呼喚人去回頭去悔改。
And to seize every opportunity to call people to repent and confess.
第二個、第三個，我哋能夠企喺神嘅面前，就為咗要神要我哋做我哋先知嘅職份。
And to stand before the Lord also means that we know God's, that the, we are God's prophet.
在創世記第二十章第七節，他說呢，亞伯拉罕是神的先知。
And in Genesis chapter 20, verse 7, it tells us that Abraham is the prophet of God.
亞摩斯第三章第七節嗰度咁讲，
in Amos chapter 3 verse 7 it says，
当神快要施行审判嘅时候，
that before God is to punish，
神会将呢啲事情咧预先去话俾佢啲先知听，
God will tell the prophets beforehand。
就喺呢度咧，就话当神佢话俾亚伯拉罕佢个先知听阿佐多玛将要发生嘅事情嘅时候。
So here, when God tells Abraham, his prophet, about what is to happen to Sodom and Gomorrah，
就系让亚伯拉罕知道神将要做嘅事情。
That is to reveal to Abraham what God is about to do。
知道神嗰个心意
，to get to know the heart and the mind of God。
正如以西结书第十八章廿三节咁样讲
，just like what is said in Ezekiel 18 verse 23。
佢话与耶和华说：恶人死亡喜恕我喜悦嘅咩？佢唔系喜悦佢回头。离开所行的道而得存活的吗？
Have I any pleasure in the death of the wicked, declares the Lord God, and not rather that he should turn from his way and live?
神是喜悦恶人去回头的。
God wants the wicked to repent。
神亦都喺彼得后书第三章第九节咁样讲。
God also says in 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 9。
讲到佢嘅心意系咩咧？佢话佢主咗应许嘅，若未承受，就有人以为佢系耽言。但系咩咧？其实唔系耽言啊，乃系宽容你们啊，不愿有一人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。
The Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance.
亚伯拉罕成为神的先知。
Abraham becomes the prophet of God.
他知道神的心，但他愿意人人都去悔改。
He knows that God's heart is that everybody would repent.
以致亚伯拉罕佢去劝人去从神去和好。
So that Abraham would go and talk to people to help them to reconcile with God.
亦都因此使到亚伯拉罕亦都可咁样佢向神为咗罪人嚟求停。
And he would come before God and plead for the sinful.
因为亚伯拉罕知道，亦都知道神系绝对嘅公义同埋审判全地嘅主。
Because Abraham knows that God is the absolute judge, the absolute righteous judge for all nations.
佢唔会有得啲罪恶嘅存在而唔会理会。
God would not ignore the existence of sin.
亦都唔会使到罪人，唔会使到义人去无辜嘅去被罚。
And God would not allow the righteous to be to be wrongfully punished.
就是这样，以致他能够放胆的去向神去祈求。
It is for these reasons that Abraham dared to plead before the Lord.
这个是以后跟着那个大 后半段所要讲的词，等我留下一次我再讲。
And that is the second part of this particular passage in chapter 18, which will be continued next week.
Yeah. 好，我们继续讲的时候，我今天我们能够站在神的面前，就是因为藉着耶稣基督他的牺牲救赎的工作。
So today, we are able to stand before the Lord is because of Christ's salvation.
当日耶稣来到世上的时候
，Jesus when he incarnated，
在他的教训和行神迹神迹的里面，他将神的真理和恩典去彰显出来。
Jesus manifested the truth and God's righteousness through the workings of miracles and healings and teachings。
当人看到的时候，他觉得很稀奇。
So when people saw what happened, they were amazed.
他就说了，这个真是那要来到这个世间那位先知了。
So they would say, oh, is this the prophet who is to come to this world?
而实在耶稣确实是比以利亚或者摩西更加的伟大。
But actually, Jesus is much, much greater than Elijah and Moses.
但神的儿子的来到不单止是去传讲和行神迹。
So Jesus came not just to proclaim and to perform miracles.
而是说在马太福音第二十章第二十八节这样讲。
But rather what is depicted in Matthew 20 verse 28.
耶稣来就要舍命去作多人的赎价。
Jesus came to give his life as a ransom for many.
我们今天经文看到亚伯拉罕他去恳求神去宽恕那个地方那些人。
Today we saw in the scripture how Abraham pleaded for the forgiveness for those people in Sodom and Gomorrah.
而我哋睇耶稣就为咗嗰啲钉佢喺十字架上面嘅人去祈祷。
And Jesus prayed for the forgiveness of the people whom he was crucified for。
喺路加福音23:34，佢话耶稣话佢父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做嘅，他们不晓得。
In Luke 23:34, Jesus, who was on the cross, said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
更加的耶稣为了那些罪人去舍命。
Jesus died for sinners.
为了那些拒绝他、去讥笑他、用钉他十字架上的人，为他们去舍命。
Jesus gave of his life for those who ridiculed him, who abandoned him, and who crucified him.
要一切来到他面前的人。
So that all who come before Jesus,
凡一切他谦卑去承认他自己的罪的人。
Those who humbly confess their sins,
那些能去恳求耶稣基督的宝血去遮盖他的人。
Those who ask to be covered by Jesus' blood.
以致他们能够罪得到赦免。
So that these people's sin may be forgiven.
所以能够站在神面前，是神给罪人的恩典。
So in our ability to stand before the Lord is the grace that God had given us.
我哋企喺能够企喺神面前，系俾神俾我哋每一个信徒嘅权利。
It is a privilege for every believer to be able to stand before the Lord.
亦都系俾神俾我哋嘅责任。
At the same time, it is a responsibility given to us by God.
我哋啱过咧就随席，我哋嘅新年随席吓，我哋嘅好多人都好高兴吓，去庆祝。
And many people celebrated the New Year.
对我嚟讲，我都冇好似我好似我以前后生咁样咁兴奋啊。
But I am not as enthused nowadays as when I was young.
唔知系咪话惯咗啦，年年都系咁过噶啦。
Perhaps I've gotten used to it that one year is just like the one before.
亦都有啲人啊，话结咗婚咁耐咗啦，冇咗个新鲜感。
And some people might say, "Oh, I've been married for so long, I don't really have any romance left."
冇乜感觉啦，好多人佢话我咁，我不如离婚啦。
And some people might say, "Oh, I don't have that feeling anymore. Maybe we should just get divorced."
亦都我哋好多人做到好多叫做到基督徒一段时间。
And also, some of us who've been Christians for a period of time.
我哋佢冇咗我哋以前啱啱翻教会嗰阵时嗰个兴奋。
We might have lost the zeal and the excitement when we first attended.
我哋翻教会啊，去读圣经啊，祈祷啊，领圣餐都惯晒啦。
We've gotten accustomed to going to church, to pray, to read the Bible and to take the sacraments.
惯咗，跟住就厌咗啦，跟住就唔做啦。
We get accustomed to it, and we got tired of it, and then we stop doing it.
就话我哋要变下，要试下啲新嘢啦。
Then we might say, "Oh, we need a change. We need to try new things."
我哋人被造。原本是要依靠神才可以得到这个满足。
As the created, we were meant to be only satisfied by our Creator God.
在祂的面前，在祂同在的当中去找到我们人生的意义。
To find our significance in life only through our Creator God.
但当人自从亚当去堕落之后，你个人嘅心好难去得到满足。
But since the fall of Adam, our hearts cannot truly be satisfied.
做同样嘅嘢，做惯咗就会变得厌倦。
If we do something over and over again, we become used to it and we become tired of it.
但神是那位不变的神。
But our God is a God who does not change.
神的供应，神的信实和恩典都是永远都不会变。
His providence, his truth, his trust never changes.
这个才是我们在困难的环境里面能够得到安慰，得到平安的唯一的来源。
This is the only source of comfort when we are faced with adversity.
因为这位不变的神，才是我们能够有盼望、有确据 的神。
It is only this unchanging God who gives us hope and assurance.
我哋通常讲话叫 mean of grace， 就有得救嘅得恩典嘅途径。
And we often talk about the way to the means of grace。
即系话咧，我哋一去读圣经祈祷啦。
In other words, to read the Bible, to pray。
去敬拜，去有权替同埋见证啦。
To worship, to have fellowship, and to be a witness。
其实呢呢五样嘢咧，神仍然系用嚟祝福我哋，使到我哋成长嘅途径。
So all these means are ways that God had used to grow us to mature in our faith.
啊，我哋能够嚟到神面前，啊，去亲近神，去敬拜神，系神俾我哋嘅权利。
We can come before God to be, close to Him is actually what God's given us as a privilege.
啊！我哋能够去敬拜神，去见证神，亦都系神俾我哋嘅责任。
To worship Him and to witness for Him is a responsibility God had given us。
啊，千祈唔好话因为耐咗啦，惯咗啦，我哋就轻视佢或者忽略咗佢。
Never would we ignore, neglect God.Even when we think that we've become so used to it.
我们要很珍惜神给我们，每一个，我们可以来到他面前，站在他面前，这个，那个特权和那个责任。
We need to truly treasure this privilege and this responsibility of being able to stand before the Lord.
正如那个，刚刚会唱的，就知个主活着。
Just like the hymn we are about to sing, He lives.
啊，其实呢一位神，佢一直都系喺活在我哋嘅心里面。
That this living God had been living in our hearts.
啊，佢陪伴我，其实佢陪伴我哋行走过我哋人生嘅每一步路。
He's been with us throughout our journey.
所以我哋更加喺新嘅一年嘅里面。
Therefore, in this new year,
啊，我哋应该培养嘅佢有啲更嗰啲更新嘅习惯，更好佢去嚟去亲近神。
We need to nurture new habits so that we may be even closer to the Lord.
去嗰度经历神嘅美善同埋真实。
To experience God's beauty and His truth.
啊，我哋一齐嚟祈祷。
Let us pray together.
天父啊，我哋而家我哋可以嚟到你嘅面前。
Lord, we can come before you right now.
都系出于你嘅恩典。
It's totally from your grace.
啊，你差遣你儿子耶稣基督嚟到呢个世界上。
You send your son Jesus to this world.
啊，为咗要喺十架上能够代我哋担当呢个罪嘅惩罚。
That he took our punishment on the cross.
以致到我哋嘅罪能够得到赦免。
So that our sins may be forgiven.
啊，在呢就为一个新嘅生命，我哋先至可以去嚟企喺你嘅面前。
It is with this new life that we are able to stand before you.
啊，耶稣基督就系我哋嘅道路，我哋可以为我哋开出一条道路。我们可以来到你的面前。
Jesus opened this way so that we may be able to come to you.
叫我们每一个人，就算在我们怀着忧伤和痛苦的时候。
Even when we are filled with sorrow or when we are filled with grief and pain.
当我们在人生有很多无助的时刻的时候
，When we are faced with times of helplessness，
我们可以来到你的面前，可以随时的来到你的面前去得怜悯，作我们随时的帮助。
We can come to you anytime to receive your mercy and your help。
求主让我们每一天，都能够真去。去更多的渴慕要来到你的面前。
Lord, may you help us to truly desire you daily.
更多的爱慕你和敬拜你。
To love you more, to worship you, Lord.
我们这样祈祷是奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray all these in your Son Jesus' name.
Amen.